application referenced in the agenda was case number 11184 CMF Bayside LLC. It was reported at the adoption of the agenda that this item was removed from the agenda. Next case would be case number 11185, the application of Robert and Julia Rawl, and I apologize if I pronounce that wrong, being Easter Road 285, also known as Beaver Dam Road, approximately 520 feet south of Road 280B, also known as Conley's Chapel Road, being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID 2-34, map 10, parcel 116, requesting a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. On this application, there have been no letter received in support of or in opposition to the application from any agency or individual. This site was generated due to a violation in reference to the use of the property for a garage studio apartment, and the applicant did received that notice on January 28th of 2013 and did apply on March 21st of 2013. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Julia Ann Grawl, 20175 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, my husband and I moved here in June 1994, and we bought the property. The apartment structure was there already, and we did what our lawyer said and had a survey done in case there were any zoning violations, and nothing came back for us. That's all I have.
How long ago did you buy it?
In June of 1994. Okay. And I believe it was built in 1987. But I have the survey and
where did you present the survey? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Where did you present the first survey?
Oh, I was just showing that the apartment was there when we bought the.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know I have to do that, but I can.
Ma'am, you have to get the denim to the.
Okay. Hurry up.
Mr. Lang,
sir.
This is under 600 square feet, and the ordinance now allows for this types of structure under 800, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So why is she?
Application to the board. Has to go to the board.
Has to go to the board.
Mechanics, not to exceed.
Oh, I thought.
800 square foot. We've had a couple variances requested. One was exceeded the 800, so you had to do a request for the garage studio apartment and the variance.
So regardless of whether it's under 800 or not, it still has to come before the
board. Right.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. The survey was prepared for the applicants and was prepared on March 14th of 1994 and revised on June 7th of 1994. Shows a 2.5-story frame dwelling, a shed, and then it showed a 1.5-story frame building. Doesn't say what it is other than it's got decks and a second-story deck with stairs. Doesn't state what the use of it is. The apartment over the garage, is that what it is?
Well, when they owned it, it was, she had a furniture shop, and the apartment was over it. But in my papers for buying the house, it showed the, and the home inspection about the apartment and the building.
Yeah, that should have been picked up in 1994, and at that time, she would have had to apply for a multifamily use of the property, no matter what the size of the square footage of the unit was.
Right.
So how can I fix that?
Is this a copy, or can I make a copy of this?
You can make a copy.
Ma'am, in your drawing, you got a living room, kitchen, bedroom. Is that your apartment upstairs, and your studio's down in the bottom of the garage?
Downstairs is a guest house. It was their shop, and I just made it into a guest house.
So that's upstairs. And your studio's down in the part bottom?
Well, no, the apartment's upstairs, and downstairs I made into a guest house.
Define guest house.
Like when I have company.
Is there a kitchen facility?
No.
Mr. Lang, could that be construed as making this structure larger as it's requested?
Different. But it's a footprint of the building is what's looked at, not the size of the unit itself.
Okay.
We had a structure at, and that includes the square footage of the living space, not the outside decks or garages or porches. It's the same as the square footage of a house. You don't count all the extra, the outside decking or decks.
So, in theory, you could have a 20...
The guest house doesn't have a kitchen. That could have been a permitted use at the time it was built, even. And the apartment is what the request is for the new request.
So,
it's allowed for a guest house. Without a kitchen, without separate utilities. It can't be a rental. The apartment above, is that a rental?
It has been, but not all the time. Sometimes my son lives there. But I have a hard time with people paying the rent.
So is it a rental now or not?
Yeah, right now it is.
It is a rental?
Yes.
Okay.
And your guest house is for people to come see you?
But yes, when my family comes to visit.
Guest house is not a rental, it's just for...
No, no.
Visiting family members or friends?
Yes.
Is it got separate utility? I guess
yes,
it's got utility the same as the apartment?
No, there's three separate, because when she had her business, they had it, the upstairs, downstairs, and then my house has its own.
The guest house is supposed to be on the same utilities, electric, septic, or everything, not separate. But if it's the same, if the board approves the special use exception for the garage studio apartment, then it should be able to be a part of that system because it's a separate structure. That
wouldn't that need to be a separate application, Mr. Link?
Well, the guest house would be a permitted use. The only issue with the guest house is that it doesn't have a kitchen, so it's supposed to have this be hooked up to the
So as long as the guest house is hooked on to some utility that's approved by the board.
If the board were to approve the garage apartment, studio apartment, then that should resolve the issue of the guest house.
It would be all one structure?
Utilities.
All one structure.
It'd be in the same.
So this footprint, as long as it's under 800 square feet, it could be 3,200 square feet as long as it's under 42 feet high.
That's 800 square foot. I mean, you have to use the footprint the way it was intended.
Goodness.
So we approved it. She's got to put that electric with the studio apartment then for the guest house.
On this paper, I don't know if that helps, when I bought the house, it three separate meters, home, shop, and apartment.
So those three separate meters would have been the house.
Shop.
The apartment of unknown origin and the shop.
Yes.
And you converted the shop into a
guest house.
And that's why I had a survey done. I didn't want to... We never bought a house before.
Aren't you going to change the meter up for that? Make that all one?
But just to meet code.
Meet the code.
Otherwise, you're almost talking about three different units. Who's your original back?
Three different units then, aren't you?
You would.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about multifamily use of the property, not a studio apartment, garage studio apartment, and a guest house.
To change it.
So
yeah, I was curious of how they caught you, and now I know. The inspector came out to inspect your house, right? And then he found that you had three electrical boxes out there going into your house, right? That's exactly what he told you at that time. Is that right?
No, I never met anyone.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently he was there on his own.
There was a violation, and it's noted that the officers received a complaint.
Oh, okay, all right.
In reference to the garage being used for a dwelling, after a field inspection was completed, it's come to the attention of the inspector that it's being used as a dwelling.
Okay.
And then it made reference to the board process, and it's due to the size, they could apply for a garage studio apartment.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, are there any further questions from members on the board? We'll start with you again, Mr. Whitman.
Ma'am, do you understand what he's talking about, the meters being got to be changed?
No, I don't understand. I mean, the electric company has to come out.
You're going to have to get an electrician in there and change it to 1 meter for that one building now.
Okay.
Instead of 2 meters on that, you got to be one.
Yeah, that's how we found out that, you know, that you had more than one family living in there. Okay, so you're going to have to change that.
That's okay. If this is approved.
If it's approved, and you're going to be approved, you'll have to change that.
Okay.
Okay.
If it's approved, it could be a condition of the board to make sure that that's clear.
Okay. Thank you for that, again, Mr. Lane. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
I have no other questions.
And I have no further questions.
I have some, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Sharp,
please. What's the parking situation on that location?
I brought pictures.
Ma'am, you want to hand it down afterwards, please, first. Okay. Thank you.
The pictures show parking in beside and in front of the garage studio apartment, and it showed the access ways. The survey doesn't show that I got a copy of, it doesn't show the driveway location, it just shows the improvements.
Do you have a dedicated parking spot for whoever's staying in that apartment?
Yes.
Okay.
My grandson plays basketball a lot, so sometimes he'll park on the side of the building, which I have a picture of it.
When the guest house is in use, do they have a separate parking space?
Yes.
Okay, so it's completely separate from the parking space for that one?
Yes.
Okay. Is there access from the guest house directly to that upstairs apartment inside the building?
No.
So they would have to go outside the steps, down the steps, and then in the front door of the guest house to access it?
Yes.
And it's your testimony that there's no kitchen facilities, but there is a bathroom facility in the guest house?
Yes.
What does the neighborhood look like? What's in the area there?
It's not a neighborhood. I just have... It's Route 23, Beaver Dam Road.
Mm-hmm. How close, I mean, how large is your property?
I believe it's 3/4 acre.
About 3/4, according to the survey. You back up to a subdivision, Chapel View? According to the survey?
I think so, yeah.
There's a Chapel View subdivision to the rear.
The only thing I know, when they built the shop and the apartment first and lived there while they were building the house, the other owners.
Okay.
Mr. Lank, is there a CO for both?
We would have to go back and verify. When they got the garage and apartment as a permit, and that would have been issued as a dwelling. When he got the new dwelling permit, it should have made reference to the condition that they would have had to bring the garage apartment down to a accessory building with no kitchen,
right.
Up or down. No kitchen would be allowed.
Right.
Could have been used as a guest house. Could have been used as a rec room, something of that nature. And it sounded like it was used for a purpose of a shop of some type, and then converted. Was it converted by you or by the original owner into an apartment?
We did, because she had an upholstery shop. And
You did convert it?
Yes, because some of the walls weren't covered up. They just had big wires.
question, Mr. Chairman.
What's been the history of the occupancy of that apartment?
Most of the time, my son lived there. My oldest son and my granddaughter for 12 years lived there. I have, over the years, had tenants, but it didn't work out too good where they wouldn't pay their rent or destroyed the place. And I believe what happened that not long ago when the police came, my son's friend's ex-wife came over. She had been drinking, and we just didn't want any trouble, and we called the police.
Over the past 19 years, I guess that's how long you've owned it, you said, right?
Yes.
Over that period of time, how many times did you... How often was it occupied during that period of time? You say most of that 19 years?
Some of the time, it wouldn't have anybody in there.
We talking 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I mean, every year there was somebody in there.
Okay.
But it might go 6 months where nobody would be up there.
Okay.
Okay.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, hearing no other questions in?
And actually, I'm glad this happened because if I want to sell my house, I don't, in the future, want to have a problem.
Okay, hearing no further questions from the members. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,185 under advisement.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,185 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
For Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again.
Aye.
And I am Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,185 has been taken under advisement. What that means, ma'am, there may be a decision made here on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Oh, till you make your decision?
There may be a decision here later on. We'll finish through the cases that we have, and then we've got several under old business, so
okay.
There may be.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.